What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the corporate media versus the independent media. The battle is definitely on. And as yet another example of how the corporate media cannot change their spots, you're probably familiar with a young lady named Abby Martin, who has had online presence and worked briefly as a reporter for Russia Today, and then she left to pursue other activities. And apparently, she was rather surprised when both the Washington Compost and the New York Slimes reported she had quit her job at Russia Today because of her concern about all the propaganda coming out from the Russian government. And Abby is out there saying, no, it had nothing to do with that. But the corporate media is okay with fake news as long as it's anti-Russian. And they're trying to play this game. And Obama and Michael Moore and the rest of them are out there. They're out there taking the position that we know the corporate media is the truth. And we have to go on the attack against the independent media. Put the burden of proof on them. We don't need to deal with burden of proof. The corporate media is destroying itself. With each new exposed lie, the corporate media is falling apart. Ben Garrison has a wonderful cartoon out. It shows this skeleton of a dinosaur labeled corporate media, and it's screaming, believe me, believe me, believe me, and there's a guy in the corner with a laptop who's ignoring him. Bits of the skeleton are falling off. Jurassic Park couldn't even bring this dinosaur back. That's just the ugly, ugly reality. Now, apparently, corporate media ran a story about an alleged attack on a Russian diplomat in Yemen. And Russia's diplomatic mission is saying it's a fiction. There's been no attack. And nothing has happened. There's been no attack. He's not injured. They're just making this stuff up as they go along. Now, over at BuzzFeed, which is being held up as the icon of the fake news websites. As you know, they ran with this 35-page document about Donald Trump and the hookers and the bed and all the rest of that. And it was very obvious. This was not investigative reporting. It was a total smear job. This is BuzzFeed working to make Trump's transition as hard as possible. And legal experts are now agreeing BuzzFeed could be in some serious legal trouble. And here's where it gets delicious, okay? NBC owns a significant chunk of BuzzFeed. So does Comcast. BuzzFeed is a corporate media outlet. That's why they're behaving this way. And if lawyers for Trump or anybody else smeared in any of these stories files a civil lawsuit for defamation, they're not going to stop at BuzzFeed. They'll go all the way up the food chain to where the money is. So, interestingly enough, Donna Brazile recently made a speech to Democrats. Supposed to be closed door, but it leaked out anyway. And in this speech, came on out and said, no, there wasn't Russia hacking. Hillary lost the election because we messed up. And we know the mistakes they made. They relied too much on their computer models. They weren't paying attention to the swing states. They weren't paying attention to flyover country. A lot of the election fraud was discovered and thwarted before it could have any effect. Yeah, they ran a bad campaign. And they didn't want to admit it. Oh, it's all the Russians' fault. And Donna Brazile, to her credit, is saying it's time to face facts. Anyway, getting over to the war zones. Apparently, the Syrian army has delivered a devastating blow to militants in Wadi Barada and liberated the village of Ain Qadra. They've also gained control over the Ras al-Sira hill overlooking Ain al-Fijah and Deir Magrin. And apparently, the Syrian army, NDF, and Hezbollah are continuing the military operation in the area until the total defeat of militant groups operating there. It's a mop-up operation is what they're talking about. Earlier in the day, three more settlements in Syria joined the ceasefire plan, and then another three hopped on board for a total of six. This thing is all but over. This is the greatest setback to the U.S. government since Vietnam. We're going to take a second to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Now, out here in Hawaii, we have a Congresswoman, Tulsi Gabbard, and she's a Democrat, but she is right on topic. And I really wish that Trump had considered her for a position in his administration, even though she's of the opposing party. But Tulsi Gabbard is basically abandoning the Orthodox media, the corporate media, the Orthodox view. And basically saying it's time to understand, yes, the United States government, the Obama administration, the State Department under Hillary Clinton, funding and arming terror groups, Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And she's introducing a bill to stop it. Because if you or I were to give money, weapons, or support to Al-Qaeda or ISIS, we'd be going to jail. So why is it okay for the president and the secretary of state to do it? I'm trying to get her on the show. I think she's absolutely amazing here. Now then, we're hearing about this Operation Atlantic Resolve, which is the umbrella name that's been put over all of this saber rattling all over Poland, Europe, Syria, all of this stuff. And a lot of people say, what is this really all about? Is it really about protecting the Atlantic from Russia? Russia doesn't seem to be doing anything in the Atlantic. Is it about opposing Russia and Syria? Well, yeah, but you don't need to involve NATO for that. So we're looking at this article coming out of RINF.com and saying basically Atlantic Resolve is a continuation of an agenda that's been going back to the 1990s of encirclement of Russia, to isolate it from the rest of the world, to block all trade and resources, to basically lay siege to this entire nation. I don't think it can work, but that seems to be what they're doing. We know that the U.S. has been building bases all across the Middle East as they conquer these nations to basically make stink face at Russia, and now they're fortifying Europe. Now, Donald Trump is out there, he's making an offer saying that he's going to lift the Russia sanctions in exchange for a nuclear reduction deal, which sounds like a good idea to me. Unfortunately, and this is still the first part of negotiations, of course, Russia's saying, no, the two are not linked. The sanctions were illegal and unjustified. We're willing to talk nuclear reduction, but that has to be a separate discussion, which I don't think is unreasonable. I don't think it's unreasonable at all here. Now, Lithuania has announced they're going to build a 45-mile-long wall against Russian aggression. Russia came back on and said, we'll give you the bricks. That's a good way to deal with that nonsense here. Lithuania, we want a wall against you. Okay, here's the bricks. Build away. Apparently, the U.S. is deploying Marines to Norway just to annoy Russia. Boy, wait till they experience some of that salty licorice. They'll be headed back home. Meanwhile, on a more serious note, Ukraine's building up their forces on the Donetsk border. It looks like they're trying to very quietly have a new mobilization without anybody noticing. Too late. Russia's deputy foreign minister has met with the Fatah delegation from Palestine. As you know, yesterday they had this big multi-nation conference on recognizing a Palestinian state. Israel did not show up, of course, saying it's completely futile. And oddly enough, neither did Abbas from the Palestinian Authority, which has long been suspected of being a little too cozy with Israel. And now Russia is talking with Fatah. So we might see some dramatic changes there. All righty, moving on here. Venezuela, as if they don't have enough troubles already, is starting to hold military exercises. They are claiming they have intelligence that the U.S. might try either an overt or covert invasion. And it's not entirely unrealistic because Venezuela has been a target for U.S. overthrow, regime change, colonization, whatever, going all the way back to when Venezuela wanted to sell their oil for currencies other than the U.S. dollar. Remember, that's at the heart of all of this aggression around the world, forcing the world to remain dependent on the U.S. dollar. And the world does not want to be dependent on the U.S. dollar. One reason they may not want to be dependent on the U.S. dollar is nobody seems to know where a lot of it's going. As you know, Ron Paul, when he was in Congress, sponsored a bill to audit the Federal Reserve fully, something the Federal Reserve not only adamantly refuses, but they have issued veiled threats. They'll crash the economy if anybody tries to look at their books. Now, there's two factors there. First of all, if the American people ever learned just how much real wealth has been sucked out of their pockets over the last 100 years for the privilege of using the Federal Reserve's ink and paper, they would be stunned and then they would be angry. The other issue is the Federal Reserve's own Inspector General cannot account for some $9 trillion missing from the accounts. And that's over and above the trillions that have been revealed that were poured all over Wall Street to keep the economy looking like it's ticking along. The reality is Wall Street is losing money left and right. And it's just these cash injections that keep it looking like it's still functioning here. The money center banks, despite their soaring stock price, are letting tens of thousands of people go. They appear to have hit a wall. Maybe they're just stalling until Trump is in office, then they're going to let the economy collapse. Blame him for it the way they did Herbert Hoover. Now, over at a hedge fund, Horseman Global, which has a reputation for being about as bearish as you can get, they actually lost quite a bit of money, and they've just announced they're starting to close parts of their shorts book. In other words, they're pulling out of their hedge positions. That's a red warning sign telling us that they're expecting downturns in all those areas that they don't have the funds to cover on. Down in Mexico, because of the drop in the peso and the high inflation, Mexico is going to start cutting its dependence on U.S. food producers. This despite the North American Free Trade Agreement. And it's actually probably not a bad idea because, as you know, some years ago, the U.S. Department of Agriculture developed a genetically modified corn called epicyte. And it was designed to render any human beings who eat this corn infertile. It tricks your body into making antibodies that attack human sperm. Now, if that gene has escaped into the wild, as so many others have, we're looking at a serious problem. Here in the United States of America, there's been a significant population drop, coincident with the experimentation, the open field experimentation of the epicyte gene, and that population decline has hit hardest the Hispanic segment of the population, who are the highest per capita consumers of corn. As it turns out, there's been a similar decline in birth rates down in Mexico. So maybe Mexico is better off not importing corn from the United States of America. Now, apparently, following Donald Trump criticizing Germany and threatening a tariff of 35% on BMWs, he was saying, how can we get more German people to build American cars? And apparently, Germany's deputy chancellor came on out and said, you guys could build better cars. That would make it a little bit easier. And I hate to side with Germany on this against Donald Trump, but he's absolutely right. America doesn't know how to make good cars anymore. If you're watching Grand Tour, the with the former hosts of Top Gear, it's on Amazon Live, and we watch it every week. And everywhere they go around the world, there's a lot of fond nostalgia for America's golden age of automotive manufacturing, but absolutely no respect for anything being built by American auto companies today. How you get trade going is you produce good products other people want to buy. You don't descend into manufacturing junk or growing toxic food and then try and politicize the other people into buying your products. In the long run, that can't possibly work. That was the main reason that both the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership stalled over the issue of forcing people to buy GMO food when their own countries require it to be labeled and in some cases banned. Now, here in the United States, we're talking about the decline in our economy and how many people are on food stamps. It turns out a big part of that surge in food stamps is outright fraud, because apparently there's an estimated $2.6 billion worth of food stamps went out through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. And apparently stores authorized to accept food stamps were using or recording the Social Security numbers of deceased persons. The dead can not only vote, they can buy pretzels. And now there's this bizarre idea that you can use your food stamp credits for purchases for non-food items like through Amazon. It's just nuts. Absolute nuts. Now, down in South Korea, their government, they've got a major political crisis over there, and the country's special prosecutor is seeking a warrant to arrest the head of Samsung. This is the country's largest conglomerate. They make TVs, radios, computers. We got Samsung products here. I got a flash drive made by them somewhere around here. And apparently, he is accused of paying multi-million dollar bribes to a friend of President Park Geun-hye, who's just been impeached. Amazing here. Now, over at the European Union, they are threatening to block the Brexit deal unless Britain accepts free movement and pays into the EU budget. In other words, Britain can say it has left the European Union as long as the refugees can still pour in there and the British taxpayers are supporting Brussels. Doesn't sound very good. So the EU is saying, we'll cut you off completely. Donald Trump has responded by saying that when Great Britain leaves the European Union, they will be on the fast track to all the trade deals they want with the United States of America. So they don't have to worry about whether or not they're able to do business with Europe. Peace through commerce. That is a good model for the world. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at WhatReallyHappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today. We're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Kevin in Detroit, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Fine. Well, except for my voice, I'm fine.
Yeah, are you feeling okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a lot better. It's just my voice is kind of shot.
You sound horrible. Anyway,
I sound like a radio announcer.
That's lost his voice. But anyway, what I'm calling about, you know, I am from Detroit, you know, the Motor City, and, you know, I've heard what you said about, you know, the auto manufacturers. And, you know, quite frankly, Mike, the globalists have forced us to compete with slave labor. And, you know, you cannot compete with slave labor with a union company. You know, the people at the big three are making, you know, $30 an hour. They're living a great life. And now they're here. The globalists have forced us to compete with slave labor in China and Japan. And that is why we are not making the quality products that, you know, the country wants.
Well, it's not just the country. It's what the world wants here. And, you know, I beg to differ with you on a couple of points. First of all, the pay disparity between management and workers in the United States is a big part of it. It isn't the work that the work is going over to these countries where workers are paid less, although in Japan, auto workers are very highly paid relative to their cost of living. It's that the heads of American corporations as a whole, you know, want to be earning hundreds of times what ordinary workers are. There's the second issue that in order to maximize profitability, quality corners are being cut at the design stage, not the labor and assembly stage. And I'll give you a couple examples, you know, faulty ignition switches and so forth and so on. There's only so much that you can value engineer something before it ceases to be seen as a respectable product.
Well, Mike, in my opinion, we should not, this country in any way, shape, or form should not have to compete against slave labor. That is something we should, any country that practices, and I don't know if you know it or not, but over in China, they actually had to put safety nets around some of their buildings to discourage people from jumping out the windows and committing suicide.
Hang on, Kevin, just a second. Okay. First of all, we have slave labor here in the United States. It's called the prison industrial complex.
Should not.
All right. The other thing is a lot of people who are saying we're competing against cheap labor is they're looking at foreign workers. Hang on, Kevin. Give me a second to make my point. They're looking at the relative value of their paychecks denominated in U.S. dollars without allowing for the fact that the cost of living in those other countries is also considerably lower, lower taxation, and so forth. So it's a much more complex issue. And again, I watch a lot of automotive shows. I've seen not just Top Gear and Grand Tour, but a lot of shows about auto factories in other countries. I don't see anybody there who looks like a slave. There's a lot of robotics, and that is maybe something we ought to be looking at as well. But as far as I can tell, the decline of America's automotive industry is entirely the result of a management class, which starting at the end of World War II, stopped having any respect for the products that they were making and focused entirely on maximization of profit. And that is the result of the Harvard Business School and that post-war climate, that industrial boom, which led to the creation of managers who were trained so rapidly and did not rise up through the ranks of manufacturing that they didn't really intuitively understand what they were doing. And those middle managers of the post-war years are the corporate leaders of today, who just figure if they get it at the lowest possible price and resell it at the highest possible profit. Kevin, got to let you go and take a call for a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And my comment about the cars has triggered bunches of emails, discussions over in the chat room and everything. And I know what America can do when it's allowed to do it. But we're overmanaged, not just by corporate management, but by the government itself. You can manage a company into paralysis. You can manage a nation into paralysis. Now, to clarify on what I mentioned before to that caller from Detroit, at the end of World War II, the United States was pretty much the only industrial nation on Earth whose industrial base had not been bombed into rubble. As the world rebuilt from World War II, they had to come to the United States to get the tools to do it with. Ball bearings, machine tools, all of that stuff. And that was a big part of the prosperity of the 1950s. The whole world came to us. And it created a crisis because new businesses were starting or expanding, and they didn't have managers. And they didn't dare take the people off the manufacturing floor to promote them because they needed them where they were, because these were the people who knew how to make the ball bearings, the machine tools, and so forth. So Harvard Business School created a program of scientific business management, which was a standard set of business management tools, PERT chart, Gantt chart, that kind of thing. And they told businesses, if you will basically follow this standard, then you can acquire managers from outside your factory who will be able to run your factory just fine. That was the first big lie. And then Harvard created a degree program to go with it, the Master's in Business Administration. Managers who were taught to interact with this standardized business management interface and then could hop from company to company to company to company. So an MBA could be working at a company doing pharmaceuticals this week, and then 2 weeks down the road could be working at a car factory, and 2 weeks beyond that could be working at someplace baking donuts, and it wouldn't make any difference to them. And that is exactly where the decline in American manufacturing really began. Because when you grow up with a business, with a factory, you know it, you know the product, you know all the little intricacies of it. These MBAs didn't have that. And worse, they had this arrogant attitude that, well, I'm the MBA, I'm on this side of all this scientific management, I don't need to really look past the charts to run the factory. And so we got this disconnect between the management of manufacturing, and for that matter, agriculture, and the actual process of making the products work. And it also created a certain degree of hostility among the workers who felt this glass ceiling closing over them, where they couldn't be promoted within these factories they'd spent their entire lives in. And over time, those mid-level managers became the corporate leadership. And they're still emotionally disconnected from the process of manufacturing products or growing healthy agricultural food. It's just all about making sure the charts and stock performance is up, and that's it. Our business mindset, if you will, has become fragmented. It's become schizophrenic. And that's why you will have money junkies at the top of pharmaceutical corporations who view the harm their vaccines are causing as an issue of profit and loss. And as long as we're making more money selling vaccines, then we're losing money on vaccine lawsuits, although the fact the pharmaceutical companies don't pay those costs. Let's pick another drug. You know, some drug they put on out, and as long as they're making more money selling that drug than they're losing in the lawsuits from people harmed by the drug, they're happy. And they shouldn't be, but that's exactly where we are. Our business mindset as a nation is schizophrenic at this point. Now, speaking, hang on a second. Somebody was sending a comment. If you send me a comment, include the context, because if it's a one-word response to something I've said 10 minutes ago, I probably don't have any idea what you're talking about here. Now, over in Germany, Angela Merkel is really getting on out there. She is still trying to hang on to this idea that democracy is, I tell you what to do and what to think, and you do it. And she is starting to understand there is a growing anti-establishment mood spreading throughout the entire world, and she's trying to stand firm against it. And she made a very odd comment in a speech that was aimed, that was basically an attack on populism, saying, be grateful you have free speech, which sounds to me like a veiled threat to end free speech because of this gosh darn rise of populism of people who think they should have something to say about how their country is run. which is what democracy is supposed to be. But we're finding out more and more of these so-called democratic nations are anything but. They're very carefully crafted illusions of democracy, concealing a heart of fascist economic dictatorship. Germany is now blaming Washington, D.C. for causing the refugee crisis, and to an extent, they're correct. Because of all these wars of aggression all over these countries in the Middle East and now in Africa, that's what made these people refugees. And Soros and his Open Society Foundation spent money to lure them into Europe and in the United States to blur us all together. And we don't want to be blurred. We don't want to lose our identity. We don't want to have our identity stolen from us, which is what's really going on. Now, getting on back to more domestic issues, there is a new lawsuit being filed against the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. And apparently this is not coming from the Native American protesters, but the landowners along a stretch of about 9 miles of the pipeline's route. And apparently Dakota Access LLC is being accused of fraud, harassment, and threatening the landowners to get these parcels of land to lay the pipeline across. And especially on the issue of fraud that is actionable. And so now there's a civil lawsuit going on. Now, actor Mark Ruffalo has just been added to the Terror Watch list. You may wonder why. Well, apparently, it's because he is out there in support of a documentary called Gasland. It's been out for a while, and it talks about the dangers of fracking and how it contaminates groundwater and drinking water. And I've seen the documentary. It's out there. And he's Mark Ruffalo is out there saying, you got to look at this. There's a problem. And because of this, he's now on the Terror Watch list. Apparently, if you get out there and you say fracking might be dangerous, or vaccines might be causing autism, or GMO might be harmful to your health, you get put on the Terror Watch list. I guess I must be there. We're going to take a phone call. Steve in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Great show. I just got to pull over off to the side of the road real quick. Hey, I was just listening to your show and thinking about some words that just keep coming up. Poor little snowflake. And man, doesn't that sound like the title for a good children's story? You know, you could have poor little Snowflake the duck, and Hillary Clinton could be an evil goose. And I just thought it would be a great fairy tale, and I really am not good at drawing.
I think if we were going to go that way, I would cast Hillary as the Ice Queen from the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. You know.
Okay, man. Well, I don't know. As I was thinking about that, I looked at the Obama family, and you look at Obama has a wife, allegedly, and two daughters. It's a very small family. I just saw a picture of Donald Trump's family. He has more like an extended family. He has a pretty large family. So it's interesting to what that says about him and his family values, too. But that's
well, I mean, you know, Trump has been married three times, and that's mm-hmm. part of the stresses of modern society. I've been married twice. I'm on my second wife, and I'm sticking with this one. And, you know, Trump has had children with all of his spouses, Obama being liberal. May have been going along with this idea that, you know, to not harm planet Earth, we should not have any more than two children as our replacement population. So I wouldn't read too much into it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Okay, well, love the show. Take care of the snowflakes for me, man.
No, you got the wrong show on that one. You know, this is one time when I wish we did have global warming and those snowflakes had just melted away. Thanks a lot for the phone call, Steve. And again, getting into the issue of population control and everything. I was born at a time when large families were seen as a good thing. And my grandparents, of course, were of a generation where lots of kids meant redundancy because childhood death was a lot more common back then. Unfortunately, now childhood autism is taking its place. It's really out of control over there. I was also born into a time when TVs were black and white, very low resolution. National Geographic was still published in black and white, didn't have color pictures back then. And if you wanted to see exotic animals and amazing feats of athletic skill, you'd go to the circus. And I remember on more than a couple of occasions going to the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. And now it is closing after 146 years. And it is the end of an era, but I can understand why. Now, first of all, over at PETA, they've been after circuses for a long time, saying it's cruel and horrible treatment of the animals. And there's an argument made there, but the counter argument is that in a lot of cases, these animals wouldn't even be alive if they weren't being cared for by a circus. Because certainly in later years, many of them were bred in captivity. And if you've got an elephant who's alive performing in a circus, that's one less elephant that is going to be gunned down by the ivory hunters. So it's kind of a great argument. But in this day of global instantaneous high-def television, you don't need to go to a circus to see these things. Whether it's death-defying acts, you can see them in the first person with the GoPro cameras. And right now, BBC is cranking out some absolutely amazing programming for their Planet Earth 2. So I understand why circuses are now obsolete. And I'm sorry to see the Ringling Brothers Circus go, but I understand why it's happening. Anyway, speaking of snowflakes, and this is where it gets ridiculous here. Over at Frederick County Public Schools, they have fired a lady, Katie Nash, who caused a ruckus. She was running the school district's Twitter feed, and apparently on January 5th, a student tweeted to the Twitter account asking schools to close tomorrow, spelled T-A-M-M-A-R-O-W. And Katie wrote back on the school Twitter feed, "How would you learn to spell tomorrow, spelled T-O-M-O-R-R-O-W?" And she was fired for that because it hurt the poor spelling student's feelings. When I was a kid and going to school, if you made a spelling mistake or a math mistake or a history mistake, yeah, they made fun of you. The other students and the teacher would make fun of you. That was part of the process of encouraging you to actually learn what you're doing. But now apparently it's okay to tolerate bad spelling, bad grammar, bad punctuation, because to correct them, it'll hurt their poor little feeling. It's too bad. I don't know what's going on in education between Common Core and political correctness. And remember that Texas middle school teacher? And she was having sex almost on a daily basis with a 13-year-old student, and she got pregnant from him. And she's been sentenced to 10 years in prison. And I posted that as a reminder that child sexual predators are not confined to only men or the clergy or rich politicians. In fact, I'm going to share a little story from my past with you. I worked on a movie called Brain Scan. I was the on-set visual effects supervisor. In fact, it was actually the first time I got to be an on-set visual effects supervisor. And it starred the kid from Terminator 2, Eddie Furlong. And Eddie Furlong was absent from the set a lot. Now, because he was still a kid, the studio had to provide a tutor to make sure he was still getting his education. And it turned out that this teacher provided, and Eddie Furlong, they were studying sex education, I guess it would be. And it was kind of a stink, but nothing was ever done, because back then it was considered wrong if it was a male teacher having sex with a female student, but it was sort of like looked on as okay if it was a female teacher having sex with a male student. And certainly if I'd been in that situation when I was a student, I probably wouldn't have complained either. But it did result in my inadvertently playing a stunt hand in the movie when they couldn't find Eddie. So that was kind of an interesting situation there. All right, we're coming up on a commercial break, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I got an email from somebody responding to that phone call about workers committing suicide at this company in China. It turns out the company that generated that story by putting up safety nets is actually located in Taiwan, not in China. And their actual suicide rate isn't out of line with suicide of workers in other countries such as Japan or during an economic downturn, Wall Street. Okay, it's a little bit overblown, and remember, we live in a world of spin doctoring and deception to try and make us think that we're okay, that we're still the greatest nation on earth, and all these other countries are terrible, and that is simply not true. Now, there's a very alarming story that's coming on out here. Apparently, about a week ago, Washington, D.C. police found two caches of weapons near the boathouse at Fletcher's Cove on the Potomac River. This is about 6 miles from where Trump is going to be inaugurated. And I find myself in agreement with that veteran who called on in. If the snowflakes keep on pushing like this, they're going to trigger a civil war. I don't want to see one, but it's a real possibility. And if one happens, I certainly know whose side I'm going to be on. Not that I'd be of much use at my age. So, it's amazing. This is the most contentious election since Lincoln. Now, we're finally getting word about some of the results coming out of yesterday's conference for Israel and Palestine. 70-nation-strong meeting. Israel refused to show up. The Palestinian Authority, for some reason, refused to show up. And apparently, Britain is refusing to sign this Paris Declaration for a two-state solution. So apparently Israel is calling in the chips from every politician they've got blackmail information on. Say, we don't want this to happen. Our idea of peace in the Middle East is we own the whole peace. Somebody pointed out to me kind of a giggle in the original Raiders of the Lost Ark. During the segment, the animation where they're showing the Pan Am flying boat flying across the Middle East. And you can see on the little map in the background, Palestine. And how did this ever get past Steven Spielberg? Well, what was he going to put there? The movie is set in the 1930s. Israel didn't exist then. But Palestine certainly did. All right, so let's talk about human-caused global warming. And basically, we're seeing stories all over the place about how we're in the middle of the worst ice storm in 10 years. And there are traffic problems all over. If you're living in these areas, make sure you got snow tires on. Make sure you got your chains with you. Because this is the most dangerous kind of weather. I mean, snow is no big deal. Freezing rain and glare ice, that is where the bad stuff happens. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with more about human-caused global warming after this.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.